This is ESPN 1000, WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Now, back to more Waddle and Sylvie, live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Thank you for listening, calling, and participating. Fun being out a little early. Doubleheader of White Sox baseball starts at 2:30, so Waddle and Sylvie are here for Crosstalk. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. And thank you to Jesse Rogers for joining us. Crosstalk's brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Put a little more action into your weekend at one of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or on the go with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Hey, boys.
Whoa!
Nice Bushwood Country Club shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Gambling. How do you measure illegal yourself against other golfers?
By height.
Is there a better example of a sequel being the absolute worst when you compare the difference between the original and the sequel? That's the largest gap of any movie,
probably,
I think I've ever
seen.
That's
the comp. Yeah. Whenever there's a bad sequel, it's Caddyshack 2.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah, with Jackie Mason.
When you compare it to Caddyshack 1.
When the players didn't come back, you know, the only one was Dan Aykroyd, who tried to pull a Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Well, Dan Aykroyd wasn't the guy who came back. They got Dan Aykroyd to come and do the movie.
They didn't get Dan Aykroyd.
No, it was Aykroyd that did the movie.
That directed it?
No, it was Jackie Mason that played...
Miniature Golf they were playing. Right. Weren't they playing Miniature Golf?
I don't even remember seeing it.
Randy Quaid.
Was it Randy Quaid that came back and played? Well, I thought it was Aykroyd that came back and played Bill Murray's character.
Best line from Randy Quaid in a movie?
Maybe he did. I don't even remember. Boy, Caddyshack 2 is so bad. Randy Quaid played the lawyer. Played Jackie Mason's lawyer. It was the...
All right.
He played... His best role ever was Cousin Eddie.
Oh, God, yeah. By far.
When he's standing there and he's empty in the RV.
The best, yeah. I mean, in two of those movies, incredible.
Into the sewer.
It's incredible.
In front of the house.
Family fest, guys, and it's just the Bears family that's there. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but just the family's there.
Sylvie was showing me a picture of the field. It looks like it's in November form.
a listener pointed it out to me. They just resod it. It's still brown.
Black looked
it's still
goes,
brown in some
like,
spots.
There's 4,000 people there, if that.
Well, but it's Tuesday at noon.
There's no school.
To go to Soldier Field.
There's no school.
Quaid and Aykroyd are in two.
So Aykroyd is... Why can't I picture Aykroyd being in two?
Because he tried to play Carl Spackler.
It's not memorable.
He did a knockoff of Spackler in the movie.
I can't even, like... I'm struggling to remember that.
So I said, it is the biggest gap between one and two of any series or any movie in the history.
Yeah, so big breaking news, guys. And I know you'll spend some time talking about it.
I was up early listening to Cap and Hoodie earlier when they broke in. Yeah. With the story, it was right at the end of Hoodwinked. I think
it was. I think that's about right.
Usually, this alert comes from an agent, and the agent isn't saying, "Well, maybe the owner can save me."
Right again.
But the owner's not saving.
No.
Russell Wilson never uttered the phrase, "I want to be traded."
No, he just had
his agent.
It
was his agent.
Yes.
Listen,
Russell doesn't want to be traded, but if you want less than five, here's five teams
that you
can trade
him
to. It's like one of those, remember?
Right.
It's like he's not asking, but I'm going to give
if
you a list
was,
of five
but that,
teams.
That's why an agent's useful.
Exactly.
Right.
You know?
And he did get traded then a year later.
Yeah.
But he never had to be the bad guy.
Right. No. How do you think, what do you guys think? How does this play out?
Sylvie, you tweeted this, and I gave you the yap from Step Brothers. Look, this is the part of negotiations.
Yeah.
And this, when a player is representing himself, guess what? The negotiations get even weirder than normal.
What do we think he's asking for? Is he asking
for
$25
million? That's the key. I don't know. If he is, he's going to be
crazy.
Yeah.
But also, like you guys, I think Yurko pointed it out. Waddle said in the pre-show fist fight, you should never accept the de-escalator.
No.
That's bad.
Well, nor as a team should you really offer one because it's a lose-lose. I heard Johnny explain it perfectly.
Yeah, you said that.
First of all, you're not going to sign it because they have to accept some risk because you're accepting the risk of playing.
Right.
But then you de-incentivize, if that's even a word, the player from giving you 100%, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You take away the incentive.
Absolutely.
I mean, so 100%. If you're the team, why would you want to take the incentive away from your player?
All you need to know
to lose
is that not a single one of those other 94 contracts that would fall in that range have that language in it. That's all you need to know. It's that is not sound business on the Bears' part.
No.
If it's accurate.
Yeah.
And I think there's plenty of room for sound business. He should not be amongst the top linebackers paid, nor should he accept de-escalators. Let's take this out. Here we go.
Right.
And I was with you. You guys were saying like around $80 million, $90
million. Yeah, $90 million.
You know? 5 years, $90
million. Done. Let's go.
Done deal.
What is it, $50, $55 million guaranteed?
Yeah, something like that,
fair market value.
Totally.
If he's asking for TJ Watt signed what, 4 years, $112 million?
Yeah, TJ's getting $28 million a year. Aaron Donald's getting $31 million. He's Miles Garrett, $25 million.
You're gonna be red ass for a long time if you're sitting around waiting for that.
Yeah. You're not getting it.
Can't do it.
And if I follow the past to predict the future, not only with other salaries and stuff like that, but with Roquan's history, okay? There's been drama with Roquan stay here. But he's always come out of it better for it. So first there was the rookie holdout, and he set a different precedent by holding out. They found common ground. He signed. Remember when Roquan went AWOL for one game?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we're like, oh, boy, does Roquan have this personality?
Yeah.
But he came out better for it, and he became a leader on the team.
Yeah, look, he's shown tremendous maturity as a player and as a person. And as you said, he's become the leader of that defense. So
if you predict. If you predict the future by using the past, there have been bumps in the road. This, to me, is another bump, which there will ultimately be a solution between the Bears and Roquan Smith.
Most likely outcome is that he's playing on September 11th, right?
Yeah.
For the Bears.
Yeah, I agree.
He needs to be out there more than the Bears need him at this point. Wouldn't you guys say that?
Yes.
Because he's got to have his service time, and the Bears are in a rebuild.
Yes.
Where if he does sit out, and the Bears are like, look, we're rebuilding.
That's why he didn't make my top 10 most important players for 2022.
That's right, I remember.
People.
Now, look, he's getting all chesty now.
He's a top 10 most important player.
See? Not my list.
That conversation.
Not my list.
My list.
Not my list.
My list.
That was phenomenal.
Because the list is, draft and develop. But the list is also under the heading of most important Bears.
He forgot whose list it was.
It's Tommy Waddle.
Did he forget it again? He forgot.
It's Tom Waddle's list. We can't argue. Listen, I think you shouldn't be heartbroken
then that the Bears are drawing a line in the sand with one who's not even like one of the 11 most
important. Do I look heartbroken?
He doesn't look heartbroken in
that. Silence is golden. Listen, I don't even know what the numbers are. If they offer him $10 million a year for 4 years, I'm pissed at the Bears.
Right.
If Roquan is asking for $25 million a year, wants to be the highest paid linebacker in the league, I'm not pissed at him. Go get what you can get, but you ain't getting it here.
Yeah, not here.
I think Hoodie needed a hug today. Hoodie was heartbroken.
He did. I sent him a text.
Hoodie was heartbroken.
You know, Hoodie's got the Georgia connection, and he's beside himself.
Really, the funny thing is with this is the math is simple.
I've been saying that for 2 weeks.
Yes,
I'm like,
right,
Carl,
the math is simple. It's Fred Warner and it's Shaq Leonard.
I mean, come on.
And if you don't think he's as good as them or just a little bit behind him, then even so, though, with the way contracts are signed, Fred Warner signed it 2 years ago. Shaq Leonard signed it a year ago. Okay, Roquan's going to get as much as them because that's how the business goes.
I don't get it.
5 years, $90 million. Like, I don't need him. I'm confident in his ability.
Me too.
I don't need to see him play and Matt Eberflus's defense to think that he'll be good.
That's
I think he'll be good.
That surprises me. Do you think the Bears really need that? I'm
no,
like, you need that?
I don't think it is. I don't. Maybe their line is right now, and I don't know. Maybe their line is look, we're here. This is a rebuild. I ain't giving anyone $90 million and $60 million guaranteed.
Wow.
It's not how I would do it, but maybe that's their role right now. I don't know. I think it's easy math, to be honest. And I just don't know what each side is asking for.
I'm not digging in on polls at all. I'm giving him room to roam, and I want to see how this turns out. I got to say, though, he's not off to a great start. There's been a lot of questionable stuff, whether it's his signing to begin with.
Ogunjobi?
Of damaged goods, Ogunjobi. And then not using that money anywhere else then. Not supporting Justin Fields. The Soup Campbell stuff is weird. He's on the committee, then he's gone.
I love Soup Campbell.
Isn't it very Bears? We're going to put this guy on the search committee only so then he could be fired. by the guy who's ultimately hired. And I'm not harping. I'm just saying there's a track record here that's building that makes you scratch your head on a few things. I hope it works out.
That's overwhelming. That's bear stench. That you could, that's just, it's in the air.
Bro, well, yeah, look, it, yeah, if you're drinking the water, you know?
I mean, look, you do. I get what you're saying. Like, you can't hire. It's the same way that you can't hire Ryan Poles and then not let him fire Soup Campbell. It's the same way you can't hire Ryan Poles and then think that Roquan Smith.
But if he was so vital, if Soup Campbell was so vital to the organization, what does Soup Campbell do? He was included. And I'm with you. If you want to go back to saying, why is Soup Campbell, Tanisha Wade, on the committee to hire the damn general manager and head coach? That's where the problem resides at the top.
Yeah.
Okay, but if Soup Campbell is so trusted by George,
right?
Where
what did he do to get fired?
Then at least George
calibrated.
Put him on a different area of the team if he's so trusted.
Yeah,
just helped you hire a general manager and coach, only to be fired by the new general manager you hired. It's the Bears' circle of suck.
It's the stench in the air. It's the Bears' stench in the air.
Soup Campbell was the Soup Campbell
for the Blackhawks.
Now he's last man standing.
Yes.
Soup Campbell for the Blackhawks is on their new regime.
I think so. And Danny's like, and I'm like, why would Brian Campbell be helping the Bears hire?
Listen, this stench is going to linger around this team for good or for bad, for good excuses
until prove otherwise.
Until they prove otherwise.
That's what I said.
And
they've
earned it.
Like you,
they've earned the stench.
We want to give you the benefit of the doubt. You want to build it in your vision. I'm like, okay, cool. Better be right.
That's it.
Just be right.
But that's the way it should be for every. Of course. You know, I mean, like that's no different.
Don't be right. It's like pace with Trubisky. Okay. Yes. If you want to go out on your island and you were empowered to hide that pick from everyone,
better
to not
be right.
Tell your coach when your coach needed to develop him then. You better be right. So what? Oh, Sylvie, it's hindsight. Well, all drafts are A, hindsight.
Of course.
But B, when you're so certain that you don't want any other input, that your way is the right way, the two other guys better not be better than the guy you drafted.
You better be right.
And that's why he's working for Bear South now in Atlanta.
Exactly.
With Phil Emery.
And Emery's down there, too?
Oh, they're all there.
Well, that's because Arthur Smith is there. That's right. I mean, because he's got all the guys down there.
Well, I think Pace was good friends with the assistant general manager, the general manager of Atlanta, right? Oh, isn't that... Right?
And
that's
Emery's
why they were able to.
So Emery's there.
Well, the whole coaching staff.
Charles London is there. Charles Ledden.
Because Smith brought his guys.
Yeah.
He brought
Dave Ragone.
Yeah, right. As you said, Ragone and.
Don't think that they've been calling the Atlanta Falcons about trading Tevin Jenkins there. Come on.
You think that's what they're doing?
They're probably calling them right now to call them about Roquan.
Did you guys see a package deal?
Cordarrelle Patterson tweeted about.
What did he tweet?
He said Roquan Smith. That's the tweet.
Oh, is that it?
And he changed his profile picture to a picture of Roquan at Georgia.
I love Cordarrelle.
Cordarrelle Patterson is doing this on the Atlanta Falcons?
Yes. Cordarrelle's always been like that, though, hasn't he? Like, he's not afraid.
Maybe it'll help social media. Yeah.
He's just been gone for 2 years.
It's the greatest kickoff returner in Bears history.
You know, you son of a...
Facts are the facts.
We buy you coffee. We try to get you going. And all you do is you picking scabs.
Did you guys?
Facts are facts.
Did you guys rage about the Justin Tucker extension? We were talking about.
I don't care. I'm done raging.
Nobody
about
cares.
You got. I mean, yeah. Come on. Who
Baltimore
cares?
Wants
$6
to waste money
a year?
Let Baltimore waste whatever money they like.
Go ahead, waste money. I know Mellor gets offended by that too.
He's still a weapon
because Mellor loves Justin Tucker. All right, he's a weapon. That's fine.
$6 million, big deal. $6 million. What can you get at $6 million these days? That's a weapon.
That's a weapon.
For a bang for your buck.
Yeah, probably not
the
much.
Bears are paying Eddie Jackson what? $21 million this year?
No, 22? It's not that much.
16, 18?
Something like 16, I think.
You know?
Yeah, I'd probably rather have Justin Tucker.
Of course, Andy Dalton for 10 years Dalton for 10 million?
I might take Justin Tucker.
What about the guarantee
Justin's false. Justin. He's fine. He's special. I get it. Best kicker ever?
Oh, he's the highest percentage.
I'm sure you and Robbie were texting yesterday.
You know it. You know. Team kicker.
A chance to get some bath salts and get in a shower and soaping each other down.
From here to there.
Good for you guys.
Get in the shower.
You guys have yourself a little
soap
party.
Soap each other up?
Did you invite Justin Tucker for the bath?
This is his, this is his dream bath. This is his dream bath.
Dream bath?
This is Sylvie, instead of Mount Rushmore, it's a dream bath.
Sylvie, kickers, and Cutler. Like there's a Schwitz with all of them?
Right. Sure.
Kick McCown out. You know, now he's chasing him in Nashville last week. What's going on?
I texted him, what are the good,
on Broadway.
And he called you, you said.
And he did one. He did like a Cap move. Like Cap does that. I like texting.
Hey, pal.
Yeah. And I
hate when he called you?
When one of your old school friends instead gets a text and they call you instead.
Hate you.
If I wanted a phone call.
Do you really hate that?
I dislike it. I'm texting for a reason. But with Jay, you know, so then you text, Larry and David. If it was anybody else, Wilbon does this too.
He calls,
you'll text Wilbon,
and he calls?
Yeah, and he'll call you. And it's one of those where you see when it's Wilbon, you're like, I got to pick it up. When it's Cuddy, you got to pick it up.
Yeah, you pick it up.
But the good thing about Cuddy is he's super short.
Oh, yeah.
There's no pleasantries.
No.
Hey, how are you? Quickly.
Sylvie here.
I give more buys than highs. Yeah. I mean, that's Jay.
But he's
going to be in Nashville. Where should I go?
The last word you're going to hear from him is, all right.
Yeah, and that's it.
It was a 30-second conversation.
It's still good, though.
Jay, good suggestions, though?
He did, yeah.
There aren't many bad ones in that town.
Well, he's a big guy.
No high from you?
What?
No high from you?
Forgive me, more buys than highs.
That's the best part.
He likes the Nashville chicken tenders.
Who does? He's a big fan. Doesn't everybody love
really?
Nashville?
The hot chicken?
Hot chicken? From his TV show.
Yeah?
He liked the chicken tenders.
Hattie B's? Yeah. Is that what it is? Hattie B's?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never been. But
right on the one end of Broadway, Hattie B's. The line's out the door.
I know. My daughters used to go there on
Bub
Sundays.
Cities is
We've
awesome.
Had the chicken tenders at Bub Cities with a little bit of that Nashville hot sauce. Hello, how are you?
Yeah. Like, everybody's making a good hot chicken.
Hot chicken slider. Hot ass chicken sliders up at the pub.
With the waffles?
Well, I don't think I had with the
In the breakfast spots, they've got it with the waffles
like a chicken
on
and waffle.
Top.
Yeah.
And then the chicken in the middle.
Yeah, it's so good, man.
That was Friedel's dinner down in Miami. Remember when we ate down at that beautiful restaurant? This guy's ordering himself a 37-cent waffle.
No, it was more than that.
Waffles are 37 cents. It takes nothing to make the beaters.
It was not 37 cents.
I understand, but it takes 37 cents to make a waffle.
That
it makes 37 cents to make a waffle. I swear to the heavens.
You know what you like.
Break it down.
It's one of my favorite meals.
Chicken and waffles at the fanciest restaurant in Miami.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I got to lose about 10.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, one other restaurant that I was at, it's called Bourbon Steakhouse. It's one of theirs. Have you heard of it?
No. Good.
Instead of bread, they bring you French fries, a complimentary that was fried in duck fat.
Oh, my God.
Carm loves duck fat.
Instead of the bourbon bread.
How was the bourbon list?
I don't drink bourbon. You know me.
You didn't drink any bourbon while you were down there?
I don't. I'm not a bourbon guy.
How about
guy.
Some sour mash?
Tequila, beer,
How
wine.
How about some sour mash?
Bourbon steak. It sounds good to me.
Sour mash whiskey? No sour mash?
Nothing.
Most whiskey sour mash.
Was there an explanation as to why they're holding Family Fest today as opposed to they could have done it Saturday or Sunday?
I don't know.
Stadium being used?
Maybe.
Could be soccer.
Is it dome ready?
Guys, Chicago Fire
Saturday they have the game.
Talking
last Saturday, this past Saturday.
I don't know. Could have been Shakiri was playing
Elton
out
John.
There.
Elton John played Saturday.
There you go.
The Bears are not king of their castle.
Looks like trash.
Yeah. No, they're not king of their castle. It's not their castle.
No, it's the city's castle.
Why?
That's you guys got to remember
Elton
that.
Elton John
it's
the city's castle.
Elton John played two shows, I think.
This weekend. Yeah.
Favorite Elton John song. Go. Now.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man over
Saturday
there.
No. It's
Saturday Night.
Candle in the Wind.
Tiny Dancer.
No.
Candle in the
Wind. Tiny Dancer.
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters.
That's good.
Empty Garden.
Empty Garden's good.
Someone Shaved My Wife Tonight.
No.
Love that
yes,
tune.
Yes, that one.
You make the Can mistake of singing that every once in a while. Someone saved my life tonight. Sugar Bear. Love Elton John. I've seen Elton John at concerts.
Did you see the movie?
I've seen Elton in person, and it's phenomenal.
Did you like the movie?
I liked it.
It came out after they did the Queen one.
Right.
And then they did it in a weird, stupid
I love your
way.
Song. Yeah.
Let the actors sing the songs. They had every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the movie singing the songs.
I liked it, though.
I want him singing. I don't want everybody singing. It made no sense.
I've seen him live, and it is a show, man.
Yeah, I would go see him.
He's really, really good.
I've heard Billy Joel.
I've never seen it. That's who I want to see.
I saw the piano. That's a good one. It was incredible.
Every song's a hit.
Every single song they play, like, you know it. and you sing along with it.
A bottle of red, like a bottle of white.
Every single song. Mm. They're so entertaining. They're so good.
Yeah.
All right, boys, what's on the show?
So, since we're on early and it is Tuesday, Barstool Big Cat, he's in the bath.
Nice.
Yurko, wouldn't you say Kickers, Cuddy, and Barstool Big Cat?
Well, I don't know.
He's in the bath.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know which one of
the Barstool guys you have a natural affinity for.
Well, it's Big Cat.
I know Big Cat's on the show, but you may have a secret crush over there.
I think you do. Well, Big Cat, I think you were. Were you with me when we first met Big Cat?
Yes, I was.
When we were in the basement of 50-50.
That's the place.
He gave us the Barstool shirts.
He's working in real estate still at the time, and he's just doing it as a side job.
It's an American
side
hustle.
Hey, guys, I work for this place called Barstool.
Yep.
And then he stopped at Ditka's to deliver a shirt. And then I told Waddle, I go, Big Cat stopping by. He's like, Big Cat Williams is stopping by.
Yeah.
You know, before
71,
before we became so mainstream. So that's why Big Cat and I go way back.
Sure.
To the days of Ukrainian Village, Wicker Park, and
the good days.
And then he's never forgotten where he's come from.
No, not at all.
He's coming back. I heard. I thought he's coming back.
He's moving.
He's moving back.
He's headquartering back here. Right?
Get in the bath.
So, Barstool Big Cat at 2 today, because we're off at 2:30.
All right.
And then we'll take your calls. What are you? Are you Team Roquan or are you Team Bears? Or I also gave a third option of get a deal done.
I'm team get a deal done.
Right.
Let's make a deal.
Make a deal.
And
boys.
I have, coming up next, I have a cautionary tale from Matt Eberflus.
All right. Sounds good. Right. Waddle and Sylvie next. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
You know, there's that hint of fall in the air today. The little bit cooler walking down the street. You get a little bit of a cool breeze on State Street. The Bears are actually in Soldier Field right now. They're practicing. Some of them are. A lot of them aren't. There's injuries. There's holdouts.
Yes, it feels. It does not feel like an August day. It feels like a
early September. This is like a nice September, early September day.
We have had quite a few San Diego type weather days in this town for the last 30 days.
It's been a good summer.
It's been nice.
It's been a really, really good summer. And in case you missed it, if you're just tuning in, first of all, as you can tell, 12:30 usually Carmen and Yurko time, but they were on at 10 to noon today. We have been live and local all day, starting with Cap and Jay Hood, and will continue to be till 2:30 when Connor McKnight will have your White Sox pregame. Then you got yourself a Sox Royals doubleheader today.
Double banger in KC today.
Double banger.
Yeah, White Sox and Royals.
Would double banger mean a doubleheader? Would double banger mean two rainouts? Because don't they say that's the hip way to say it ran out. You bang it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what you're going to get. Rains in KC quite a bit.
No, we don't want any more rain. Play these games, get them out of the way, gain some ground.
I look forward to watching Sox baseball pretty much every day I go home. Last night was a nice day off from watching White Sox baseball.
It was a good night to set your eyes on the Cubs a little bit. They had a nice, win on the north side.
I watched
side
the gray man
against
on Netflix.
Well, you got to get ready for the field of crap. What are we calling it?
The field of crap.
Yeah.
I'm not watching.
Field of crap game on Thursday.
Why would I watch that game?
You got to watch it.
Why?
The players are going to come out of the cornfield.
I hope they go back into the corn.
That would be funny if all the Cubs' current players just walk into the corn and they disappear.
Yeah. I have no interest in that game. Why would I want two teams that are 16 games each back of the division lead? Like, what? Really?
It's something to watch.
This is like, you know what this is?
No, it should never be played.
This is the Jags and Jets in London.
This is right. The 9 a.m. start in
Jags
London.
Jets and Jets in London.
And you only watch, that's football. So, like, you watch because it's football.
The only reason you're watching that is if you got money on it.
Thursday will be a good poll day. Maybe tomorrow we can get after it. Would you rather watch preseason football that's not your team Thursday night or Cubs and Reds field of crap?
What is the draw?
That it's
where they're playing?
Yeah.
Oh, then they've done that.
No.
Been there, done that. Like they completely.
It will never top they, next
not
last
just
year.
That, but they've diluted it by two crappy teams.
Yeah. All right, let's forget about that, though. Let's talk Bears,
Oh,
though.
Yeah, let's talk about our 5-12 football team.
Look, it's going to be messy. Can I give a cautionary tale, though, to Matt Eberflus?
Yeah.
And believe me, I understand where the Bears are coming from here. I understand where Roquan's coming from. So I am team get a deal done. And I believe a deal. I'm not going to panic. I panic in the voices this morning of Cap and Hood. Especially Hoodie. Like,
well, Roquan's his guy. Georgia guy.
But I don't think it's going to be over. I think that this is just another step in negotiations. Guys ask for trades. Debo asked for a trade. How'd it finish? Finished with a three-year deal.
Giant contract.
No.
Although he didn't. I think his agent asked for the trade.
Right. Yeah. Debo, I don't think, ever had to really come out and on his notepad, on his phone, write a trade request and ask the ownership to come on in and step in and save him. So I want Roquan to be a Bear. I understand where the Bears are coming from. This is a rebuild. If they trade him, you're probably not going to get the value. You guys were telling me before, like, middle linebackers that you have to pay a lot of money to don't go for top draft picks.
Maybe a second, a fourth. If you got that, a second, a late third, you'd take that, wouldn't you? Like if it came to that.
I want Roquan making tackles for the Bears to set the foundation for my football team at a reasonable, at a decent price.
If he's set on being paid as the highest linebacker in the league, you'd take a second, a late third, wouldn't you?
But I heard Albert Breer regarding. And I don't want to, I know he's on the screen. Let me just sum up what he was saying. He said, again, the Matt Eberflus system, that Roquan may not fit this Matt Eberflus system on the type of player like Darius Leonard. He was talking about the arm length, the long athletic style player that he wants.
Angular.
Right. Okay. I will just caution Matt Eberflus. And again, I know where the Bears are coming from. But when you start putting guys who are good football players and start telling me they don't, quote, fit your system, I will bring up Greg Olsen. Now, Greg Olsen did not look like a game-changing player when he was with the Bears. He was a Roquan Smith, really good player. But guess whose system he did not fit?
Mike Martz.
He did not fit Mike Martz's system. So the Bears ended up trading a good player entering his prime to the Carolina Panthers, where he became one of their top franchises players. And the Bears should be in the market in keeping good players. Wani did this. I was on the Bears beat. Oh, geez, he doesn't fit. He doesn't remind me of the Dallas Cowboy fast defensive player. And he signed a bunch of guys who were fast who couldn't play a lick of football.
You don't have to tell me.
I know. Michael Timpson, a bunch of guys like that. And I'm just cautioning Matt Eberflus that, to quote, good football players shouldn't have to fit your system. It was like Matt Nagy. Don't have these guys fit your system. Your system, first of all, in Indy wasn't all that great. There were a lot of people who were Colts fans who wanted you out to begin with as defensive coordinator. I'm still giving Matt Eberflus a room to run here, room to grow. But what I'm telling him is, don't chase good football players away because you don't think they fit your system. That's it.
I agree. By the way, did you see the kid walking by in the TJ Watt jersey?
I did. You pointed him out.
That's crazy, isn't it? Like, just the fact that we're having this conversation and how TJ, if Roquan is asking to be paid like the best rush ends or outside linebackers in football, and there's a guy that walks by. I don't know what it means, but I thought it was quite. Now,
do you really think Roquan wants TJ Watt got last year? Four years, 110?
Why wouldn't he ask for that?
TJ Watt is one of the biggest game-changing defensive players in the game, if not the best.
Why? I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he word is he wants to be paid as the highest paid linebacker in the league, right?
Inside linebacker?
Don't know. It's hard to come to any conclusions here about anything. When you say, am I team Roquan or my team the Bears? Well, tell me what the offer is and what he's asking for, and I'll tell you where I line up. I'm on team C is get something done.
Right.
Because the numbers should be simple. If Roquan is asking to be paid by like one of the top outside pass rushing linebackers in the league, I'm not for that. If he wants to be paid in the same ballpark as Fred Warner and Shaq Leonard, two guys who play the same type of position, I'm all in. That's me. Like, I'm not one that needs to see him. I'll take the leap of faith that Roquan Smith will do just fine in Matt Eberflus's system. It doesn't need to. Listen, again, it's not my team, but I would be comfortable paying him 5 years, $90 million, and put him wherever you want to put him, Matt.
This can't be, though. The T.J. Watt can't even be in the conversation.
Can't. You're not, you think so?
He's a different position. Like if Roquan Smith can't identify that T.J. Watt
is an
edge rusher, he probably shouldn't be calling defensive signals for the Bears.
Didn't you tell me earlier that he went AWOL for a game at one point?
Right. But my point was that you're right about that. Is it's always turned out well in the end.
I get it, but
Roquan has brought drama at times. And he's come out on the other side better for it. And I believe that's how this is going to get solved.
I agree with you. I think that, as I've said for the last several years, his growth and maturity has been fantastic. But we also say we point to the past to predict the future. Right. Well, the past tells you that there are some odd moments in time there. I don't what he asked. I don't know what he's asking for. But it's no different than people getting all worked up and saying the Bears are lowballing. You don't know if the Bears are lowballing him. Same way, I don't know if he's asking for Miles Garrett money.
Right.
I think, though, like when I see what you're saying, Waddle, but TJ Watt is an edge rusher. That is, you know, like there's no longer outside linebackers. It's almost when you identify guys, it's edge rusher.
Jeff, you're making an assumption here. And all I'm saying to you is that fine if that's what you want to do, but I have no idea what he's asking for. That's why I want to know.
Here's the thing,
what he's asking for.
You're right. I'm assuming that. But that has to be a basic assumption, because if Roquan Smith is in the, hey, I play a similar position, TJ Watt's a linebacker, like you can go to any website, overthecap.com. You can sort by linebackers or edge rushers.
Yes.
Guess what? TJ Watson, the edge rusher. I'm looking at the linebackers, and that's to your point. Shaquille Leonard, his contract is $98.5 million with $52.5 fully guaranteed.
Is that a five-year deal or a six-year deal?
$19.7 per year, so that's a five-year deal. And Fred Warner, he has $95.2 with $40.5 guaranteed. For 5 years.
There's your numbers.
Can I read the Roquan statement that was released by Ian Rappaport today? It came on. Everyone's got the notepad on the iPhone. Roquan typed it up on the notepad. It said, to the city of Chicago and to all the Bears fans worldwide, I have officially requested a trade. Just writing these words is deeply painful. I'm a kid from Macon, Georgia. When you grow up playing football, you dream of making it to the NFL one day. However, playing the linebacker position, you never imagine getting drafted in the top 10 by the Chicago Bears. I'm a homegrown Bear. A dream came true for me to have an opportunity to put that Bears helmet on, wear the same jersey that the legendary linebackers did. It's an indescribable feeling. Walking these hallways the past 4 years, you can feel the spirit. You feel the pressure to live up to that timeless history, that great legacy. I dreamed of playing like Wilbur Marshall, Singletary, Briggs, Urlacher, Butkus. Since the day I was drafted, I vowed to play this position at a level that upheld the standard that was set before me, to uphold that respect and honor. And I have, unfortunately, Unfortunately, the new front office regime doesn't value me here. They've refused to negotiate in good faith. Every step of the journey has been, quote, take it or leave it. The deal sent to me is one that would be bad for myself and for the entire linebacker market if I signed it. I've been trying to get something done that's fair since April, but their focus has been on trying to take advantage of me. I wanted to be a Bear for my entire career, help this team bring a Super Bowl back to our city. However, they have left me no choice than to request a trade that allows me to play for an organization that truly values what I bring to the table. I haven't had the chance to talk to the McCaskey family, and maybe they can salvage this. But as of right now, I don't see a path back to the organization I truly love. I hope and pray you can all understand. I'm deeply sorry. It's come to this. Sincerely, Roquan Smith.
Negotiations are difficult, and when the player represents himself, they get even more weird and more difficult.
Because the line of communication is always direct, sure, eye to eye.
Yeah. I mean, like the agent serves as a buffer between the team and the player, so that the player doesn't feel. Listen, it's no different than arbitration in baseball. They sit there in front of you and tell you how much you suck.
That's why that no one ever wants to go to arbitration.
Of course. Nobody wants to be told you suck.
You have to argue against the player that you want.
Right.
And why you should get paid
less. That's negotiation. So, I mean, like, listen, I if I knew the numbers, I'd tell you 5 years, $90 to $95 million to me is an equitable deal for both sides. If they could find common ground and that's where they end up, I'm happy as a Bears fan and somebody that follows the league closely. If the Bears are lowballing him or he's being asked to be paid like an outside linebacker who rushes the passer, then on either side, that is outside the confines of an equitable deal to me, and I'm not good for either side.
How do you feel about this? It's new Ryan Poles. It's Roquan Smith, who is an important player, but a guy, again, who is not an edge rusher. This isn't a guy who's going to sack the quarterback a ton. Very good players. I want more Roquan Smiths, not less. I don't want him to, quote, fit the system. The good players, the system should be built around them. But I also understand both sides of this. There is language in Roquan's note today that I do want to throw to you and ask you if you believe him. 312-332-3776. That's coming up next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is coming from Russell Dorsey. Very connected, especially when it comes to baseball. Russ tweets, White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson will be out 4 to 6 weeks with a torn ligament in his hand. Sources tell Bally Sports and Stadium. Surgery is a possibility.
Come on. It's always something with this team. Cap intimated this earlier, I think, when they were cross-talking with Carmen, the good kid, that there was a big injury that was going to be reported. I remember seeing on Saturday, Tim had gotten to first. It was a bang-bang play. They were reviewing the play, and I remember seeing they had the camera on Tim at first, and he was taking his batting glove off, the hand that was hurt, and he kept looking at his thumb and kind of, you could tell it was, something was hurt and was bothering him. And it was just kind of odd because I had not heard that there was anything even remotely close to an injury with him. But you could tell he was bothered by something with his hand. And
4 to 6 weeks puts you like mid-September.
Yeah.
Like 4 weeks is you and know, look, early September. But
maybe it's the reason why he hasn't been, you know, the first part of the season, he was leading the league in batting, and he still has good numbers, but those numbers have dropped.
You think it could be something that he had been, like, remember.
Maybe he's been dealing with for a while.
Well, remember, with torn ligaments in your thumb, you could elect to play through the pain.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Zach Levine did,
yeah.
You know, surgery can fix it, but then you miss out. Maybe they tried to get him through this, you know, by managing the pain, and it affected his performance, obviously.
Yeah, he hit 257 in the month of July, and in, you know, the first part of August, he's hitting 185 and hadn't had a hit in three games. And there was something off with him. Something off, and now maybe this is why.
So that's from Russell Dorsey. By the way, Ryan Poles, we're told, is meeting the media right now.
Good.
That's right. Yeah, and that is good.
Ryan Pace was, you know, met before the season began and then took off.
And in the wake of the Roquan, I would assume, with the Roquan demanding a trade, maybe he wants to cool this down, as a lot of general managers would do.
Maybe he wants to respond to the social media post as well.
He just said right now his intention is to sign Roquan.
Yeah, look, the one thing that I was going to bring up, I teased it going into the last break about the language in Roquan's thing. We don't know what he wants. You've mentioned that. But the language does say in there that they've been presenting a deal that's take it or leave it. If they're not negotiating, like, it's one thing to say, no, you want T.J. Watt money. This is a non-starter. We're not going there for a player in your position.
Maybe that's why he's getting the, you know, take it or leave it.
But there's always room. Here's our counter. Okay, now you counter, and that's what agents would do. And when you tell a player, we have no counter, it's take it or leave it, he's more offended. When you tell an agent that, you know, that's just beginning the negotiations. There's always room for negotiations. And I would, again, I believe that this thing is going to be solved by opening day. Hopefully before that. The one thing I do worry about, though, is just like we've seen with these baseball players with short spring trainings and with football players who have limited training camps, I don't want Roquan Smith to sit out most of camp, him sign, and then in week one and week two, tear something.
Ah, my hamstring.
Because he's not in, quote, football shape. And no, when he's,
it's,
you know.
It's a fair concern. I would just say, listen, if Roquan is offering all of this information, then tell me what the offer was that you said was take it or leave it.
Ryan Poles has said he hasn't come out with specifics, but he says to paraphrase, he believes they made a very substantial offer that was respectful to the player that Roquan Smith is and what he can become. He also said that it's been difficult negotiating with Roquan because there's extra elements of emotion that are involved.
For sure. Exactly. That's what the agent is for.
Right.
That's why, you know, like he's... And I think Poles is, this is, I said to you guys at the break, Poles has got to be careful here as well. He's a first-time general manager. You've got a really good player who's taken an emotional approach, and he's thrown a shot across the bow. Usually the shot across the bow comes from the agent. So Poles can tell the agent to go F off. You can't tell the player to F off because you still have to have that relationship.
Right.
So Poles has got to tap the brakes on his emotional response when he sees Roquan say, well, they gave me a disrespectful offer that was taken to leave it, and maybe the owner can save this. That's going over he's got to be able to contain himself.
Do you think
and handle it professionally.
If this was with another player that was negotiating through an agent and we found out that they requested a trade, do you think Poles would have spoke today? Because I don't want Poles negotiating through the media either. Or do you believe Poles is speaking because he's trying to calm the situation with his own player, too?
I don't know. I know Eberflus was scheduled to speak. I don't know if Poles was.
No, Poles was not scheduled. He said he felt it was important to address the media because of the
And I like that. I didn't like, and again, it's all about winning. If Ryan Pace won and built a good football team, he could hide as much as he wants. AK hides. You know, I'm Team AK. I don't think he's done enough this offseason with the Bulls. That's a story for another day. But AK so far has shown you he's built a good team. If Ryan Pace would have built a good team, it wouldn't bother me that Ryan Pace hides. Nope. But I think if I could have my cake and eat it too, I prefer a general manager who's open and sort of just pivots and goes with the flow. And he said, look, this is not a closed deal. We want Roquan Smith as a Bear. Hopefully we'll continue to negotiate, and this is one of the reasons why a deal hasn't been done.
And I still believe that my money would go on that they will find common ground and that common sense will find its way and that they will consummate a deal.
So will we spin this stuff back, guys? We'll continue to read you the quotes once we get the audio. Courtney Cronin is also there, so don't go anywhere. Courtney's going to join us late in the 1 o'clock hour at about 1:45. It's on early for Waddle and Sylvie. We're in for Carmen and Yurko, who are on early. We've been live and local all day. Sox baseball at 2:30, doubleheader against the Royals. It's Tuesday. That means Barstool Big Cat. He will join us 1 hour from now at 2 o'clock. So we've got a lot to do. If you want to weigh in on the Roquan Smith situation, 332-3776.